The ice will get a few feet thick in many areas of Canisius Lake, and with water depths up to 72 feet, plenty of room for the perch, bluegill, bass, and walleye and northern pike. Down there somewhere.
The more people out there, the better off you are. If someone starts catching them, go where he is.
That's Bob Kuykendall, owner of Bob's Bait and Tackle, a longtime sponsor of the Derby, located on the lake. Bob's fished Canisius since 1938 and says the public is starting to enjoy some great fishing again with the help of the DEC.
Well, the lake went down, what, 10 years ago or 10 or 12 years? This lake used to be fished heavy. And it's just coming back, you know, in gangbusters, you know. And now they're stocking the hell out of it, and they put 65,000 walleyes at 4 or 5 inches long. And
the vice chairman of the Derby, John Cunningham, comments on this hardy breed, the ice fisher, ranging from the old-timers on down to more and more youngsters these days.
They're very dedicated to the sport, and they know how to dress for it, and they know the weather before they go out, and it seems to not bother them, because this lake is one of the lakes that there's no shelter. They can't have any type of shelter, so they're on their own out there. They're dedicated to the sport. One guy said, this sure beats sitting home watching the television. Totally different type of fishing than the guy out there in a boat, sitting there in the afternoon just taking it easy. And it's a whole different thing. Yeah, they usually stay out there time. They have a time limit. They're going to stay out there 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is.
Out on the lake, Tom Blythe and Sam Paletta have drilled holes with Tom's new gasoline auger, a big time saver, taking about 15 seconds to plow through the 3 feet of ice. The hand crank would take about 10 minutes. Paletta fishes every chance he gets, even during the minus 30 degree wind chill weather this year. A season he's not been happy with, though he and a pal did reel in 5 dozen bluegill one day.
As me myself, I got 2 trout, about maybe 70 bluegill, and 1 pike out of all year. Every weekend we've been out here. I don't know what's going on. I still think that the fishing is all luck.
Now, how do you know where the fish are, Sam?
We don't know. We're just guessing, just like everybody else out here on the lake.
Devices called tip-ups fill almost all of the holes, where flags stand up when fish hit on the minnows attached to the line. Other holes are used for jigging, where the fisher keeps his pole bouncing to attract attention to the bait. The holes need to be periodically cleaned, or else they'll freeze over. As far as the human body freezing, fishers hope for the sun.
People talk about wind chill, they don't consider the sun factor. Now, your sun factor can cut your wind chill down, you know. Warms you right up, that sun.
Sitting on his bucket nearby, Tom Blythe, shut out this season in catching fish, jigs silently. The wind triggered one of his tip-ups 3 times before he tightened her up.
All right, Tom Blythe, you've been out here 2 hours, no bites or nothing. Doesn't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't.
A negative attitude don't get you nowhere, buddy. Think positive.
Fishing in the hot summertime is one thing, perhaps worrying about bugs or a sunburn. Though the quest is the same, ice fishing demands more preparation and patience. For both sports, the reasons to participate may be similar.
Well, about 20% is adventure. 20% is bearing the elements. 10% is catching the fish. 50% is getting out of the house. Single guys don't ice fish. Married men ice fish.
That's why when they go out, it's like 6 and 7 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Ice fishing on Canisius Lake, Lakeville, New York. I'm Bill Flynn.